Every day, Lion's Choice takes time to serve up a meal like you've never tasted before. They take great care, slow cooking their roast beef in-store for hours at a time. Then they thinly shave and perfectly season that delicious, famous roast beef before finally serving it up. Cooked to order on a steamy toasted bun. Does it really get any better than that? So get to Lion's Choice and get your irresistibly mouth-watering roast beef today.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Two in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. CBS Sports. 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM inside STL.com. We're live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios today on the road at Rosalita's Washington Avenue for the Cinco de Mayo Street Festival. Man, it's going to be a beautiful day. Perfect. So happy for everybody down here. They put a lot of work into this thing, and they are going to have a lovely, lovely day. Plus, you have Cardinal Day game against the Phillies. And, of course, the Blues and the Dallas Stars, Game 4 of the Western Conference semifinals. That is coming your way this evening at 7 o'clock. So, a perfect day in St. Louis with the Blues and Cardinals in action. Beautiful weather in Cinco de Mayo. What else could you possibly ask for? Looking forward to Scott Stevens joining us in a matter of moments for our AB Stanley Cup coverage. That's coming your way here morning after at InsideSTL.com. It is the Tease Farms 9 o'clock hour. Tease Farms brought in some delicious strawberries for the Plow Shark today. Doug wants to grow his own blueberry plants.
I do. I'd like to do that.
At Tease Farms. The retail location's in St. Charles. It has trees, shrubs, plants, produce, gardening tools, and even a cafe for you to grab lunch while you sit down to talk with their experts. Springtime is here. You know what that means? It's time for Blues playoff hockey, Cardinal baseball, and shrubs. Shrubs.
Okay.
And strawberries for Roderick.
Yep. Yep. It's Tease Farms. They have gift cards. You got looking for a Mother's Day gift? Tease Farms would be a perfect
place.
We've
been there with Tyler.
Teasefarm.com.
We take Tyler there for, some of the, they got like a Halloween thing there and stuff. We've been there a couple of times.
Check it out. It's a great way to get a gift card for mom for Mother's Day. Tease Farm, T-H-I-E-S, farm.com is how you can get it done. Tease Farms, the official shrub sponsor. And the sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, we are 10 hours away from face-off. It's time for you to get locked in. I need you to put the Beats by Dre on, okay. Lock in, maybe listen to some Hove, and I need you out there on the forecheck.
It's not going to matter if I'm locked in. It really doesn't matter
Your
what I'm doing.
Your boss just told you to lock in, so lock in, mister.
Thank you. Joining us right now, Scott Stevens is with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Joining us on the Appliance Discounter phone line. Scott, good morning.
He's not there, Tim.
No, I think I hear him. Scotty, there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, he's not. There he is.
There he is. I thought I heard. Yeah. Scott, how are you this morning, sir?
Super, thank you.
Good. The Blues in action this evening against the Dallas Stars. And obviously St. Louis would love to carry over what they saw in Game 3 into Game 4. That's usually not the way it works in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Oftentimes the team that got shipped the previous game shows a great response, especially out of the gate. You played in plenty of Stanley Cup playoff games. What was your experience when you would be on the short end of the stick on one of those games like the Stars were 6-1 on Tuesday night? And if you can recall how you guys would be in the room, you know, on that off day and then leading into the game where you're trying to bounce back from a defeat like that.
Well, you're ready to go. You can't wait to get back on the ice to redeem yourself. Obviously, Dallas did not have a good performance, just a poor game all around, and they're looking to respond, and that's the beauty of the playoffs. You know, it's the best out of seven, so you always have a second chance, and like I said, I'm sure Dallas is looking to have a much better game defensively and from the goaltenders in this next game against St. Louis.
Yeah, the goalie issue is a big one for the Stars, obviously. There's a school of thought. You have two goaltenders, you have no goaltenders, and both guys have had stretches where they haven't looked very good.
Yeah, there's no question. It's tough. And, I mean, that's the thing with the two-goalie system. You know, a player or a skater that has a bad game usually gets a chance to come back and play. But with the way Ruff is doing it in Dallas, it's almost like if you don't have a good game, you're out. And that's a tough way to play sometimes. But they've had success all year. They're the number one team in the West. And so it's worked for them. But at some point, you wonder how it weighs on the team and on both goaltenders going forward.
I don't know if you caught Ryan Reeves blowing a kiss to the Dallas Stars on his way off the ice the other night. People are kind of making a big deal about that. Is that something a Dallas team can use as a rallying point, a bit of motivation? How does that kind of thing play in a locker room?
It can at times, and you know, Dallas has a lot of pride, and you know, they obviously probably did not like that. I mean, Reeves had a good game. He had a good fight, and he obviously probably wishes he would not have done that. So you don't want to give your enemy any fuel, any chalkboard material. But Reeves had a really nice game. Like I said, he's been physical, and he's brought a presence for St. Louis. But bottom line is you got to go out there and play the game. So those things shouldn't have an effect. Dallas has to worry about their own game and not Ryan Reeves. They got to get their game back in order if they plan on beating the St. Louis Blues.
One of the guys who's having a huge series for the Blues defensively is Pietrangelo, seeing a lot of ice time. I think in St. Louis, most fans understand what they have with Pietrangelo. I don't know if he got the due around the rest of hockey. What are your thoughts on what he is and the way he's playing right now?
I'm very impressed with his game. He plays big minutes. He's not a flashy guy, but he gets the job done. He's very intelligent, very smart. He's got size, not super speed, but very intelligent, gets to the puck, makes the right play. He's a very good all-around defenseman. What I like best about his game, he defends well. I mean, he's a great defender, and he also brings the offense, and that's a rare commodity these days in the NHL. Usually a guy's really defensive, or he's really offensive and has some defensive liabilities. Alex Pietrangelo is a great all-around defenseman, a guy every team would love to have, can play big minutes, and very intelligent. That's what I like about his game. He's very smooth, very smart. Very rarely makes mistakes, can play any situation, so you have to love that. Love the way he's playing. He's really showed me something in these playoffs.
You know, it's funny when we talk to folks associated with hockey from other parts of the country going into the playoffs, pretty much all of them said they had questions about Brian Elliott in goal. He's been outstanding, obviously. Did you expect this from him? Did you see it coming?
Well, no, but, you know, during the regular season, he was very consistent, played outstanding, and also Jake Allen was good, but Brian Elliott really took it to the next level. His rebound control, his consistency is outstanding, and that was the problem with the Blues in the net. It was the consistency, and right now they're getting great consistency from both guys, and the way Brian Elliott's playing, he's having a great playoff run. He's just an even-keeled guy, making big saves and giving that team a lot of confidence. And that's what that team needed. The Blues needed a guy back there to show them that he can make the saves when they need it and be that guy. And Elliott's done that so far in these playoffs this year.
The Blues are getting a lot of production out of both David Backes and Troy Brouwer, guys who are always described as playoff-type players. What is it that makes a guy a playoff-type player and allow him to thrive at a time like this?
Well, both those guys are very similar. They're big body guys. They can play the physical game. They have decent speed. They have nice hands. And they're using their physical abilities at the right time. I like what Backes and Brouwer are doing. They're not just running around looking for hits. When the hits are there, they're making the good, clean hits, being effective that way. And then when they have a chance to make an offensive play, whether it's a goal or a nice pass, they're doing that. So those guys are important. Those big wingers are very important when it comes to playoff time. We know how the ice shrinks and gets smaller and there's less space. So the big bodies that can get around the ice and make plays and be physical in a seven-game series are very valuable at this stage in the playoffs.
You know, it seems like Backes is having his way in front. Brouwer's going to the hard areas, that they say. Hey, aside from just saying, you know, Dallas needs to tighten up its defense, how do they go about doing that? And if they can reverse their fortunes in this series, how do they get it done?
Well, they got to be, you know, they have to defend better. They have to break the puck out better. They have to be stronger in front of their net. And right now, the bigger St. Louis Blues are having their way to a certain extent in the Dallas Stars' end, and they're getting to the net unscathed. They're beating their check to the net, getting tips. And you see Backes is being very effective, scoring a couple big goals, getting to the net, tipping. So for Dallas to get back, they got to, as a five-man unit, break the puck out much cleaner and get up through the neutral zone. Right now, the Blues are doing a great job on their forecheck. They're making Dallas defend, and they're keeping their offensive players in their own zone. And when you do that, that's how you have success against the Dallas Stars, who are a high-flying team. They want to play that up-and-down game and exchange chances, and the Blues aren't allowing them to do that right now. They're hemming in their own zone and making them defend, and that's how you beat a team that likes to play that offensive rush game.
Backus is a guy, I think he'd take a slap shot to the chest for the team if he had to. Did you find yourself playing that way when you were playing in the playoffs, where you would just dive in front of any shot, where maybe in the regular season you say, well, maybe the goalie will get that one? Do you find yourself playing differently at all in the playoffs?
I think it's always in those guys. It's who you are. I mean, you could get dinged in the head and miss a few games, and you're going to come back and do the same thing. It's in your DNA, and I think that's what David Backus is. He's a guy that comes to play. You know, he's had nicks and bruises, but he plays through them, and that's why he's their leader. And he's leading this team on and off the ice. I love what he's saying when they win a game or lose a game, when they're up in a series or down in the series. I like his mentality. I like their business-like approach, the Blues. Nothing seems to phase this team right now, and that's what I like the best about them. And they're very disciplined, and disciplined hockey is very important in the playoffs, and they're not letting the refs get to them. They're just playing. No matter what happens, nothing's going to hurt them. They're just going to keep moving forward, playing the same way. So I like their mindset right now, very business-like approach in every game.
I just think playoff hockey is so intense, and it's so physical. I look at the Blues-Blackhawks series and wonder, how do guys still have gas in the tank beyond that? And obviously there's a lot left to play for. How grueling is it to make a run in the playoffs going from series to series, and every single game is a huge ordeal? What toll does it take?
It takes a toll, but the best part of it is if you have four lines, that's a key to playoff hockey or regular season. Any championship I've been a part of, you've had four lines, you have six D that all can play. That's so important when it comes to playoff hockey, and the Blues have that right now. You know, they have a lot more depth than they used to have, and they have some young guys that have really stepped up, Robbie Fabry, James Schwartz, Colton Pareko, and they've really helped this team, and Hitchcock has confidence in these young guys. So for me, to get through these grueling playoff series and win a Stanley Cup, you need to have four good lines, you need to have six solid D, and you got Joel Emmons back there doing a nice job, physical guy. So that's the important thing, and that's what the Blues have, and that's what they have to use to their advantage, is that four-line deep mentality, and keep rolling with that and put the other team on their heels.
Scott Stevens, the former Blue, and now NHL Network analyst with us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Bud Light presenting our Stanley Cup coverage here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Scott, great to hear from you. Thank you for the analysis. Looking forward to Game 4 this evening. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott Stevens with us here. He's won himself some chalices, Doug, us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Audio Express has upgrade days going on right now, and you know what that means. You can finally upgrade your vehicle system and sound, or add that bass or backup camera you've always wanted at the lowest prices of the year. If you're less than impressed with your vehicle's sound, quality, or features, then Audio Express upgrade days are for you. Upgrade your car stereo with select Kenwood, Alpine, or GVC head units loaded with tons of features like USB smartphone connection and hands-free Bluetooth starting as low as $129 and receive 50% off select speakers. Get your vehicle system where you really want it and save big during Audio Express annual upgrade days. Spectacular. It's Audio Express. Audio Express, great sponsor here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We'll have the email today, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. Coming up at 9:45, the Plow Shark will be on the reeds. Misty Plops, Cucky the Dwarf, Stephen Wildwood, all with a point for the month of May. A lot of people going into May thought it would be tightly contested, and I had one guy saying, keep an eye on a dark horse to contest with the Palmer and Nicholas of this Email of the Day competition. And some people are starting to see what Stephen Wildwood is doing in these emails, and they're saying this might be his month. He might be the dark horse that was prophesized in this Email of the Month competition. Okay. This is exciting.
It is exciting.
Thank you, the cat.
I don't think people took Steve seriously at first, but now I think gradually he's making believers.
Let me tell you what,
you
boys.
Talk like that.
Oh, no.
Yes, please.
I have Stephen Wildwood's email in front of me, and it is a doozy. I give him respect. I will say it's a Vin Scully-type reference.
You cut out there, Plows.
Okay, I'm looking at Stephen Wildwood's email, and it's a Vin Scully-type read, and I am going to enjoy reading it. It looks good.
All right, then.
And you have a Vin Scully impression ready to go.
I will. when the time comes, Tim.
Huh. Doug, how about that for a tease? The time spent listening.
He's having one delivered at 9:30.
The time spent listening is going to increase like the Dickens if we had an encoder. Tim, why don't you watch Game of Thrones? Get on that. You're the best. That's from the 314. Anna Marie and I watched the first couple episodes on HBO On Demand, and I probably was playing in a poker tournament and was distracted because everybody loves that show. They rave about it. Yeah. I haven't watched it. Boy, I think, isn't that blonde just beautiful? Nurse? Anybody? Seamaster agrees.
I've only seen it channel surfing quickly, and I've stopped it.
Do you like shows with dragons, boy?
Not really, no. Not really. I think it's one of those shows you got to sit and really watch the whole thing to get into it, as opposed to just get hooked immediately. Because I've watched it for like 5-10 minutes at a time, and nothing's really happening.
That happened to you with that show One Day at a Time, and you found a fondness for Valerie Bertinelli. But that was many years ago.
Yes, it was. Long, long time ago. And everybody liked Valerie Bertinelli.
I really found Mackenzie Phillips attractive.
You didn't.
I did. I swear
really?
To you I did.
Really?
I mean, I was like 3, so I don't know what was going on hormonally. But I did. And trust me, I look back on it and I go, wow, that was really effing weird.
Yeah,
and that Bonnie Franklin didn't take any stuff.
Oh, she was a sweetheart, though. She meant well.
Banging the maintenance man.
I don't know that they ever made that connection.
Fellas, what's up? Let's kiss. Thanks, Tony the Plow Dow.
See, I worry about our legal system if he's going to graduate with a law degree. That happens this month, right?
It does. Guys, that Khaleesi is fine, brah. She could get it, right, Doug?
Who's
That's from
Khaleesi?
Manchild 79.
Who's Khaleesi?
She could get it, right, Doug?
Who's Khaleesi, Tim?
She's the blonde on Game of Thrones.
Oh, all right. I don't know. Not familiar with her.
Becky from the fan page. And did you put her on your Mount Rushmore of female listeners?
I don't believe so. I don't believe I know.
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
You know, she went to Harvard.
Okay.
Isn't that pretty impressive? We have female listeners who went to Harvard.
Well, we have female. We have all kinds of listeners who say a lot of things.
Yeah.
Do you believe everything that you read that comes in on the text line?
Yes.
All right.
Like, I truly believe Fred from the Poor Part of the Nail's wife and Bubbles' girlfriend
sure.
are hooking
yeah,
up.
Whatever they say.
People, this is like Dear Penthouse Forum, our text inbox. But somebody got the did you guys see the picture of my freshman year composite? Well, you wouldn't if it was on the fan page.
No, but someone sent me a picture of Doug and Victor, which I believe made it to the fan page.
Yep, yep.
That's unfortunate.
Well, we'll have someone to alert Facebook again that there's vile pictures, and maybe they'll yank the page off.
Talk to Zuckerberg.
There wasn't,
see if you can get the non-compete stricken, too, because that's a whole thing.
I just said
thing.
It's unfortunate.
But there was a picture of my long lid at the Sigma Chi House my freshman year. It really is hideous.
Where did someone get
it? I don't know how they got it, because when I went to the Sigma Chi House a few...
Was it hideous? That's what you look like when you're 17,
yeah, but
it was a bad
It was a bad lid, is what I'm telling you. I knew it even at the time. And then I would wear a ball cap, still like I do now, and I would wear it down low, and it would press on my hair.
Hair proper.
Thank you.
Right.
And then I would take off the hat.
Your crown.
Yeah, and I'd take off the hat, and it would be, like, matted down, even though I wouldn't wear product. St. Louis U High guys don't wear product. It's in the operating agreement. I don't know if people know that.
Yeah.
And then I would, God, my hair actually hurts. If hair can hurt, my hair hurt. And then I started to lose my hair in 95 at effing 18, 19 years old. And I wonder if it's because I had my hair long and I wore it on a cap. I wonder about the whole thing.
I doubt it.
It's genetic.
I doubt it, seriously.
Your father has a full head of hair, does he?
No.
Okay, there you go.
And your hair actually hurt.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had hair hurt.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's why you have a luscious head of hair.
I don't have a luscious head of hair.
What about your happy, sappy grandpappy? Did he have a...
He had a great head of hair. He did.
How about your mom?
He was like
father?
Mr. G... That's who we're talking about. He was like Mr. GQ Smooth now.
Huh. Now, your brothers have full heads of hair.
They do.
Yeah, genetics.
And my sister.
Genetics can be a cruel mistress.
Harsh mistress indeed.
I think that you're not near as follically challenged as you claim to be.
Matt, who pulls a Hanks, wants me to grow my hair out.
Yeah, I think you should.
Why does he care?
I don't know, but he posted about it. You have a problem with that. Listen, the listeners want to see us do things.
Hey, I want to see Doug wear more light blues in his wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it sets
right
off
that.
Your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the whole point of the thing is the picture was posted. Somebody got a picture of my Sigma Chi composite picture from 1994 at the University of Missouri. And Becky, who went to Harvard and is on the Mount Rushmore of female listeners for my money, said that I could get it.
What does that mean?
Same thing as Manchild 79 was saying about Khaleesi. She's fine.
Yeah, I'm not a cool, so I don't know what that means.
No, you have your own language, Tim. That's
and I don't know. I don't know if we have enough female listeners to create a Mount Rushmore anyway.
It doesn't really feel like
Ellen
it.
The lesbian.
Ellen and Janie the lesbian, they're definitely on it because they participate in the show.
And that's the only two, so we'd have a Mount Rushmore of two.
I'd put Freebsy on there, who brings us treats from time to time. Okay. That's all I care
about.
All
right, so you're on board with this Mount Rushmore.
Well, yeah, that's three. Is there another regular?
Becky. No.
When has Becky ever been here or called or anything? I don't know Becky.
Tim makes up it, so hey. No, we have cool.
I created a Facebook page.
Who else we have?
For somebody since she went to Harvard and loves the show. It's just me.
You know.
There was a lot of that going on around St. Louis the last month or so. Tim, you found Mackenzie Phillips attractive. That's funny. Her father did as well. Thanks. That's from the 314.
No, no,
that is the text of the day, though. It wins a free roast beef sandwich. Just made my finance test my bitch, just like I made Doug my little sex slave last night.
Who was it,
Tim? About it, Bubbles. We were just talking about him.
I wasn't talking about him necessarily. Bubbles, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name is going into the handsome leather-bound Ragazzi suspension logule. Hey, they're now serving Ragazzi's Nitro Golden Ale infused with nitrogen. Give
hey, Doug, put some respect on Becky's name. Thanks, Manchild 79.
I like Manchild.
I do, too. He's Mount Rushmore for me.
How does he say if a woman's attractive, she what?
Fine.
Does that work? Does that get it? Fine?
Now you can get it if you say she fine.
That's all fine. That all takes.
All takes.
You think people think Doug gets it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Guys, has anyone else confirmed that Harvard thing with Becky? She doesn't have a LinkedIn. Thanks. That's from the 314.
Oh,
is that creepy that one of the listeners has gone to see if she has a LinkedIn account?
There's a lot of creepy things,
it's
Tim.
It's all creepy.
That they track down your fraternity pictures, that they care whether someone went to his college or not.
It's all creepy. I mean, do you really believe anything that comes across this text?
All of it.
You do. All right. Well, I would say be skeptical about all of it.
I made the big mistake of actually looking at a picture that was of you and Victor, which was a Photoshop, Doug. I don't even know if it was really Victor, at the ballpark. What's this? Mm. Oh, no.
No. And then what, Cal May was looking over your shoulder?
You know what I have to say? Radio show crap. And they're like, oh, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Matt the Bat saying about the show when you guys were talking last night?
No.
Mm. Mm. Imagine that.
Mm. Guys, I'll kiss anyone who wants to. Thanks, Ray King.
We don't need texts like that.
Well, hook him up.
We're gentlemen here.
With the soon-to-be lawyer. He wanted to kiss, right?
Tony the Plow Dow.
Yeah. There you go.
Guys, I listen to the show every morning, and I am a female. Thanks, from the 314. Now you're on the Mount Rushmore.
That's about all it takes. Do we know it's a female? Can you trust anything that comes across?
Yes.
Because she said, he or she said so.
Yep. Tony the Plow Dow sending. What is this, Doug?
Two gentlemen frolicking in the beach.
Looks like Sylvester Stallone and
water.
Carl Weathers, I believe.
Oh, that's who they are, yeah.
It's from Rocky III.
Okay.
He's got done sprinting.
Yeah, we've been talking about that all day. Thanks much for the picture. Really strengthened some of the points you were making earlier.
Guys, whoever has those seats behind Lindy Ruff tonight better have some large sweater kittens. Currently 2-0 with them. Think about it. It's from the 314.
I think the league is behind this.
This is Bettman.
I think it might be a ratings ploy because I've seen too much of it. It can't be. It can't be coincidence. They're outside forces at work. Cleavage is on display at too many games. You could walk in the stands at a Blues game, right, and not see what you might see behind the bench on the television broadcast.
I don't know. There's a lot.
I think it's a plant.
There's a lot of beautiful girls at a Blues game.
Well, you know what I'm discussing, the cleavage in particular. You don't see that on parade, do you? Generally speaking.
No, usually it's too cold in there to be scantily clad at all.
And then lo and behold, behind
Joel Quenneville and Lindy Ruff.
Yeah, twice.
And in other cities, not just here.
What would you put the odds on that happening again tonight?
About 80%.
Really?
Yeah. Well, if she sat there once, it's probably season tickets. So
but it was a different woman
people.
That was there when Quenneville had that going on in Game 7.
Well,
think about it.
This is where Doug goes, huh.
I'm just saying, I would think that the same people are probably likely to sit in those seats.
Guys, I'm also a female. Thanks, Butch McGuire.
Yeah, you're not Butch.
We don't know that.
They think that that's an exciting thing for us to read while we're doing the show proper.
Well,
some guy writes in, I'm a female, and we're supposed to go, oh, there's a girl listening. Knock it off.
No offense. It's more exciting than the stuff you've been saying today.
I don't doubt it.
Tim, if I recall correctly, you wore a white Notre Dame hat every day in 1994. Thanks, from the 314. Is that creepy?
I mean, who was that from? Who would know?
No idea. It just says 314. Sometimes we have names, sometimes we don't. I don't know why we have names on some, why we don't. But sometimes we have names,
okay.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't.
Sometimes they're the people's code names, sometimes they're their real names. And I think they're horrified when they hear their real names.
Well, why don't we start reading the real names and we can flesh out some of this tomfoolery?
Well, some of it isn't vile, Doug.
Well, like they don't, they've got our real names.
Note, like the guy who passed along a note to you.
A ridiculous note that says free dotum.
Yeah.
He shan't be freed. He's vile.
And it was on a Bush Stadium incident report, this, piece of stationery.
It's all part of the dumbing down of America. Yes, we think somebody ought to be able to write the most vile things he can think. And put it on social media and call it into the radio. That's what people think. It won't happen.
I think when a guy has done some wrong, but has sought redemption and has done really solid, really good work since, with
right.
the stadium yep. being built and a lot of the schematics being researched, he did that.
He didn't.
And helping Hitch with breaking down film for the opposition.
Yep.
You know, I mean, he's done good work.
No, there's a lot of people in prison who believe they should be forgiven, too. You know, you did the crime. You got to do the time. You don't just get let off because you're, you know what, I'd like to be free now. Sorry.
So you're like the,
you did something
you're,
horrible.
You're like the evil warden in a Burt Reynolds movie. That's what you're like.
Well,
hungry with power.
Well, somebody commits
hungry
a murder,
like the
you'd, like to, you'd like to let him out a week later, would you?
Guys, there was an article on BustedCoverage.com with the gentleman who has the tickets right behind the opposition's bench. He interviewed her husband, who said it was his wife. And he said him and his daughter are going to the game tonight. So that'd be kind of creepy.
Probably the daughter-mother thing the last couple games. The daughter went against the Blackhawks. Mom went against the Stars.
But I was told that woman was a Blackhawks fan, the one that was there during Game 7.
You were told that. I don't know. I'm just telling you there's an 80% chance
all right.
that you're going to have the same sort of cleavage here tonight. I think people would be disappointed if you didn't.
Yeah, I agree, because then the team's probably going to lose. This team's 2-0, and there's cleavage right behind the head coach's head.
Would you sit there and show a little cleavage?
Yes. If it meant a chalice, you better believe it.
What would you wear, Tim?
What do you like, plunging necklines, baby?
Yeah, maybe a wife beater.
It's one of those V-neck ones.
A V-neck.
So you believe
wife
that
beater?
There's some buoyancy associated with
like
what
that.
Was on display.
I like that buoyancy. That's a nice word. That's a nice play. That's like what a ball rider would say. Buoyancy. Guys, I wear Doug's ass as a hat. Thanks.
Who, Tim? Who?
The Lime Blueser.
Lime Blueser, you've been suspended. It's not
somebody elected.
You've been suspended.
There's a live
period
audience.
Period of 2 days' time.
You suspended
name
me before
is
the show even started.
To the
and the poor sea
suspension log, you'll blah, blah, blah.
I asked her what's her name. She said blah, blah, blah. Doug, we have DraftKings, and I can't wait. I'm going to play today. I love playing that daily fantasy. God, did you see what the Southside Seaman did last night?
No.
Oh, a lot of people were talking about
it. I know.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
What did you do last night, Tim?
This whole loss to the non-gay is going to bother me all year. It's going to be like the 85 Bears losing to the Dolphins in that Monday night game, and they're going to look back, and it's a shame because that team was good enough to go undefeated. They should supersede the 72 Dolphins. That's what my 2016 fantasy baseball team
plus,
is.
Nani's a puckhead.
Yeah, I don't even think the non is updating his roster. But, yeah, you know what? He beat me. But you can play daily fantasy and have a new team every day. Bunch of teams. That's the move. Diversify your portfolio. DraftKings. Experience the thrill of one-week fantasy golf every week at DraftKings.com. Amazing prizes are up for grabs every time you play. Playing's easy. Just pick six golfers before a tournament tees off. Stay under the salary cap and rack up points based on how your players perform. Outscore the competition and win. Whether you're a total golf enthusiast or you just love the thrill of fantasy sports, DraftKings brings the excitement of the game to a whole new level with every monster drive and every made putt bringing you closer to payday. Choose from all kinds of sports to showcase your winning skills, baseball, soccer, even MMA. Millions of sports fans just like you have discovered the magic of DraftKings. Now, it's your turn. Use code 920 at DraftKings.com and play for free with your first deposit in a fantasy golf contest with $400,000 in prizes. The top prize is $100,000, so you can seriously cash in. That's code 920 to play for free and a shot at the $100,000 top prize only at DraftKings.com. It's DraftKings.com. The cat has to bolt a little early today
for
his
professional athlete.
That's right.
It's glorious.
'Tis glorious. Who's on the mound today for Laissez Redbird?
That would be Jaime.
I was
going to
go with Jaime. I was going to make a Jaime play.
Mm-hmm. He's got to get it together, too.
Pull it together, boy. Pull it together, boy. Pull it together, boy.
Hold him accountable right now.
Why don't you put a finger in his chest?
Have fun.
Oh, well, don't tell us what to do.
There he goes. Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Cardinals and Phillies day game festivities on Fox Sports Midwest. And don't forget the postgame show. John Kelly, Darren Pang. I love watching the guys on NBC, but it feels like home when you get the analysis of Darren Pang and John Kelly.
Yeah, I like our home guys doing the games.
I prefer it, but I understand it.
Not you. The guys doing the play-by-play.
I didn't know that you hired those guys.
Hayes takes credit for everything.
You last named him.
The radio show will be better now that I'm leaving.
Well, that's entirely true.
Watching a guy eat a Hot Pocket in his car at a stoplight right now reminds me of last night when Doug was eating my meat bag. Thanks,
who?
Ray Crankford. Why did that happen here in the 9 o'clock hour?
Well, you don't have to read it. Ray Crankford suspended a period of 2 days' time. Ragazzi's. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, pal. Ragazzi's.
Guys, I have a fantasy about Doug rubbing his head between his man boobs. Thanks for calling. That's from Tim Lincecum-Stain.
Tim Lincecum-Stain. Suspended as well. Suspended as well, a period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Ragazzi's, for the logule.
Tim, why no DraftKings game this year? Well, DraftKings is still having games, but as far as the private game, DraftKings, my understanding from their marketing department, is not allocating funds for local buys regarding baseball. They're focusing on golf, which I guess does really, really well.
Really?
And, yeah, kind of surprising.
Yeah.
And, of course, football plus, you know, I mean, with that daily fantasy, they're dealing with whatever attempts they are to try and get regulation in the U.S. across the board, not just certain states. So I think that probably is playing a role. But I have to tell you, I feel like the kids are safer in 2016 than they were in 2015.
Because we got some of this fantasy baseball out of here.
Yep. I feel like that.
Yeah.
Or I feel
kids
like
were being
it
trapped
was a
into playing it.
Wedge issue.
Losing huge amounts of money?
To get funding.
Well, the kids are probably winning as much as.
Actually, they're probably right.
Yeah.
I'm such a fish at it. Like, if I have, like, a game where I win $12 in a $3 game, I'm like, oh, shipped it tonight. I mean, I can have. You just. I mean, Mark Trumbo hits two home runs. Chris Carter hits two home runs. I'm sitting there thinking, why in the hell did I even pick these guys? But there they are, four home runs between the two of them.
Yeah.
I have Arrieta. I have maybe Low Smart. And I still barely cash. These guys are wizards. I don't know what they do. I would love to talk to, see, I got a guest idea, somebody who plays daily fantasy sports professionally and figure out what the hell's going on.
He probably doesn't want to give away his secrets.
Yeah, but that's what people said about poker players, but then they found they could make a lot of money writing books about it, so then they got into it. I don't know.
I think you would obviously have to study individual matchups, pitcher-hitter matchups.
And what about that weather?
Weather and the stadium, and there's certainly some degree of luck to it.
Yeah, well, you have to. I mean, they buy in like God only knows how many teams. You know, they don't just put one team in. But occasionally, you'll look at a pitching matchup and go, "Wow!" Like right now, Arrieta, he just costs so much. Right now, I think a play that I see a lot of people making, whoever's pitching against the Atlanta Braves, that's a popular selection.
That would be a strong one. Yeah.
So oftentimes, you can get value for a low expense. To Woody and Rizzuto, thank you. That's from Evan Simpson.
Okay, that's good. We got rid of one of them.
Why would you want to get rid of them?
Well, because they're vile, Tim.
And Woody and Rizzuto, it's Rizzuto now. And the great
Woody?
Jeff Burton moved to L.A.
Did
Jeff
he?
Burton and Patrico and Moon, good peeps, man. Real good peeps. They got a great thing going.
Do they?
I tip my cap to them. Yeah.
What station is that? 107?
105.7.
105.7.
Crushes it. They crush it. That's
okay.
I'm just telling. I'm tipping my cap.
All right.
They're good people, too.
This guy's
going
to go and start to send them texts now.
I think so.
Okay. Have at it.
Doug, you can tell me what to do as long as you tell me, nope, I caught it off.
Good, thank you.
Burns when I pee, thanks, Mitch Cumstein.
Get penicillin for that. We're not a medical show. Send that little message to 10572, see how they respond to it.
Somebody just sent it a picture of their grandma and said she has no kneecaps. There she is.
She doesn't look very happy about it either. We like our kneecaps. You can get fake ones. You can get artificial kneecaps, can't you?
Like a C-cup?
Well, not like a C-cup. I mean, they have, like, artificial knees, I think.
But the bee's knees.
Why don't you loosen your purse strings and buy Grandma some knees? A good thing to do at Mother's Day.
Plow Shark, you have been predicting the Stanley Cup playoffs accurately throughout the course of the festivities. Just got one wrong, and that was the Blues over the Blackhawks, but you said it would go seven. How do you foresee the festivities tonight at the Scott Trade Center?
I'm not changing it at all. I still think the Blues win the next two and take it in five.
Nope.
I think they have all the momentum right now. I mean, especially with the goaltender situation with the Stars. Two is basically you have none, and our offense is clicking on all cylinders. So I have them in five still. The Sharks, however, have that series going to seven with the Preds.
And who are you picking?
The Sharkies.
Okay, just want to make sure, because it would kind of be an issue if you pick the Predators, even though you are the Plow Shark. I wonder what it would be statistically in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs when a team loses by four goals or more in the previous game, what the next game's outcome is. Because I just feel like when something like what happens Tuesday happens, more often than not, the losing team comes out strong. In other words, that doesn't carry over.
No, I don't think it does. That game's been the one outlier in the entire playoffs so far for the Blues. They had the one game in Chicago where they didn't play well.
But they shipped Minnesota last year, same score. I think it was 6-1 in Minnesota. Came back to St. Louis. Like, all right, got the momentum. Going to win game five, get past this group, even though they're a buzzsaw. And then they got beat in game five at home. So that's why.
Starts all over. Starts new, Tim. Nice. What happened Tuesday won't matter. What happens Thursday? I don't think it matters a bit. I mean, if you were the athlete, if you were one of the guys on the Dallas Stars, you wouldn't be hung up on what happened Tuesday, would you?
Well, I can tell you this. I am an athlete. I play poker. And
well, that's true.
You know, let me tell you about a hand last year. This isn't the main event. What was it, July 5th?
I don't know.
And I have pocket queens, and I raise from the cutoff. Big blind thinks I'm on tilt, so he just flats. And then the flop comes off, queen, XX, rainbow. So I flop a set, and this guy calls my C-bet, okay? And I'm thinking, oh, I got him on the hook. I'm betting, and I'm going to get the maximum value for this thing. I'm going to bet each street. The turn comes jack. Mm-hmm. Fine with me, baby. I've got a set.
Oh, yeah.
And then the river comes 10. I bet on the turn, and then he leads into me on the river. And I go, what in the hell could this guy possibly have? For whatever reason, he doesn't put me all in. And I kind of go, I don't know what's going on here. This is an odd. I call, and he has ace-king. Well, he rivered a Broadway draw. I don't know what he was doing.
Oh, he rivered a Broadway call, did he?
Draw.
Yeah.
And so it put me on tilt. And, yeah, it was one hand, but it carried over for – I'm still not over it.
Well,
so I wonder if the Blues rivered a Broadway draw against the Stars on Tuesday night. Have you thought about that? Maybe done maybe a live shot feature?
I haven't, but I will tonight. I have to do a live shot, and that you're just giving me the angle. Have the Blues rivered a Broadway draw?
Yep.
That's what it is.
And are the Stars on tilt? I had a chance to talk to Lindy Ruff.
I had a chance. I had an opportunity to catch up with Lindy
right.
Rupp. How about we just talk to him? You sat in a crowd of 50 other reporters and you listened to him talk. I mean, we could be honest about it.
And I didn't ask a question, and I'm using the sound of the beat reporter
right.
who knows a hell of a lot more about it than I did.
That's right. And do people care? They're probably not.
But, Tim, Lindy Ruff can't keep up with matchups. Hitch be throwing out at him. Unleash the Terra Sync show tonight. Ring the damn bell. Doug, bite me, the KC Hoosier.
Mm. I don't think we need any Kansas City Hoosiers listening to this, do we?
He's a loyal listener, the Kansas City Hoosier. Yeah.
How do you know? He sends it.
He texts often. He oft texts.
Okay. I think it's the first time I've heard his name.
Doug, I was watching porn this morning around 6 a.m. for my early morning jerk, and hold on.
No,
sorry.
You probably go to the next one.
While rummaging through all the files, I saw a video with Ron Jeremy. Now I've seen nope. That one got vulgar.
You know, we're looking at game four of the playoffs tonight. We've got the Cardinals trying to take three out of four. Game starts in a couple hours. Why would we get these sort of messages?
Somebody just took a picture of us. You would think it's from almost inside the building.
It's coming from the room.
Doug, it's right there.
It is right behind us.
Why don't you hold him accountable?
Well, I don't know. It looks like he's holding us accountable.
I look like I'm one of those monks doing a Benedict because I have my hood on still. I have no idea why. It was freezing when I walked in. Now we're inside. There's no need for it, and I'm still wearing St. Louis Steamers hooded sweatshirt.
Yeah. I got
Dr. Woody Bender.
It was a strong athletic move on the part of the other fellow.
It was a terrible mathematical play. It was one of the worst hands I've ever seen in the game of poker.
Okay, but he drew to an inside Broadway draw.
God. Actually, I think he check-raised me, now that I think of it. Did he check-raise me?
I don't know. Have you ever encountered someone cheating when you're playing poker?
Yeah.
You have?
Last year, as a matter of fact, at the Venetian.
What was he doing?
This is 100% true story, and he went to Wash U, happened to be in Las Vegas as well. This is a true story. And I texted a couple of my friends who play professionally, and I go, is this illegal? And he was sitting directly to my left, and his buddy was maybe, I was in seat 4, he was in seat 5, maybe he was seat 8. And he was texting his buddy about hands and players' behavior. And so he wasn't saying what he had, and, you know, he can't see our cards, but that's collusion.
You're allowed to use a phone?
If you're not in the hand, yeah. If you're in the hand, you can't text while you're in the hand.
So how do you keep track of what other people are texting or messaging?
Well, you fold, and now you got 5 minutes before you're playing another hand, so he's texting his buddy.
Okay, but you just said you're allowed to use your phone.
You are, but you're not allowed to text about other players at the table. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, so how do you know what a guy's texting?
Because I can see it. I saw it. I saw it because I beat him in a hand, and I could tell he was tilting. And I knew he was friends with this guy, and out of the corner of my eye, I think that's the benefit of the lopsided head.
Oh, yeah, you can see a little bit more peripheral vision.
Thank you very much.
Because the skull doesn't get in the way.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that's why I really should be the next Phil Ivey, because of my skull construct proper.
I understand flies can see behind their heads, too. You know, their eyes can kind of pivot around.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. You've got kind of that thing going on for a different reason.
Right, yeah.
Okay, and it helps in poker.
Oh, my God, it's wonderful. So I saw that, and then I texted some of my pro friends, and I said, is that illegal? And they go, oh, my God, yeah, go tell the floor. That being like the floor director for the poker room.
Uh-huh.
And so you know what goes on?
What?
The eye in the sky watches over us all, and there's a lot of eyes in the skies at a casino.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy claimed that they didn't see anything, and I'm like, well, I'm 100% certain that it happened, but whatever.
They took his phone and looked at it?
No, he started circling the table like a buzzard. And then they checked with the guys upstairs. But, I mean, it was going on. I'm 100% sure it was. 100% sure.
Would that be about the only way to cheat? I mean, guys aren't pulling cards out of their sleeves or
anything.
No,
that's not going on.
I would think it's almost impossible to cheat. Why don't they just say you can't use your cell phone?
That'd be rough. You're sitting there for a long time. Might decrease the number of people would come in. Tim, I'm wearing my hoodie, too, but mine's polo. I'm going to get a Steamers hoodie right after you're done with the show. Thanks, 314.
Lemon. Lemming behavior. Every one of your lemmings will be wearing the hoodies today, I'm sure.
St. Louis Steamers. I love those Steamers. When the Steamers leave St. Louis?
I don't know.
But, okay, let me ask you this. Did you ever cover the Steamers?
I don't think they were the Steamers. They had the Storm. The Storm for a while, and they had... then they went back to the Steamers a second time, I think. I don't know. They've had several soccer teams. I don't know. The exact date for when the original Steamers left, I don't know.
Call Carl Rose.
I'm not going to.
Tim, if I could see in the back of my head, I would see Doug sweating and howling at the moon as he finished.
Who?
Dr. Woody Bender.
Dr. Woody Bender has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into my handsome leather-bound Ragazzi's suspension logule. Ragazzi's voted locally best Italian and best toasted ravioli.
Tim, instead of giving your clothes to Goodwill, you should auction them off to the fan page. Thanks, Zambo. You know, Zambo, that's a great point, and it's funny you should bring that up, because like Marshall Mathers, I cleaned out my closet 2 nights ago, and I don't know why. I mean, I'm talking about clothes from the mid-1990s.
Oh, wow.
I look like Eddie Vedder.
So you're going to sell your game-worn jerseys?
Well, there are four trash bags of clothes that we are going to give to Goodwill. But now that Zambo has just texted that in, I'm starting to think maybe I need to just put them on the fan page.
I think you should. I really think you should. Just put an item or two and see what happens.
Now, ideally, just so you know, you have to be 4'11 or below in order to fit into these clothes.
Well, people have children.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
And the way you dress could be male or female children.
Yeah, it's androgynous.
Yeah. I think that's a darn good idea for the lemmings. Tim McCurry, game-worn clothing.
Yep.
You have to try that with something.
Should. This is coincidental. I haven't cleaned out my closet in I don't know how long for the reals. And for whatever reason, well, I went out and I got a bunch of clothes the other day.
Oh, well, we get it. You're wealthy.
And I just had time to kill, and I'm like, you know what? I haven't done this. I'm going to go get some clothes. And I'm like, God bless America. I have a lot of crap. I'm going to get rid of this.
Where'd you get these new threads, Tim?
Weco Mall. You like that? Weco?
West County Mall.
That's right.
Okay.
And loyal listener was working there, as a matter of fact.
The guy at Macy's?
This was Nordstrom.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Nordstrom, of course.
Is Nordstrom considered upper tier?
Oh, yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
I thought that was like Saks and Neiman Marcus.
Well, it's right there with them.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe not quite to that level, but it's close. Nordstrom. Here, I'm thinking you shopped at Macy's. God, what a fool I am.
I did go to SLU.
That's right.
So, yeah, I got these clothes, and I come home. I go, God bless America. I got to clean out my closet. And so there's four trash bags, and I was thinking we're just going to drop them off and do a good deed for charity, but now
no.
I can monetize them.
Yeah. Do it, keep it for your own self. That's right. So you can continue shopping at Nordstrom.
That's right. Tim, I'll give you $50 for a bag of your socks. Thanks. It's from the 347. I'll buy your underwear if you autograph them. It's from Danny Jambo.
It starts.
Shirt so I can be like you. That's from Seek Scrotum.
You know, I'm going to suspend him. Seek, what was the last name?
Scrotum.
Seek Scrotum?
Seems like that would be a word you'd remember if you heard it.
Normal spelling?
Yeah.
All right, he's been suspended, Tim. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name went into the Ragazzi suspension log, home of the frozen fishbowl. $5 fishbowls during happy hour, 3 to 6.
Tim, do you still have to sit on a car seat since you're bordering on the height requirement? No, I don't, but I have those extensions that Emmanuel Lewis would use to drive cars, you know.
On your arms?
Arms and legs, baby, arms and legs.
But you still actually use the steering wheel with the...
So it's like the robotic arm, and I clip it right, but it's metal.
The pincers get clipped at 10 and 2, and then you move your shoulders, and that's how the car turns.
That's right. Yeah, it's awkward when I get out of a car, when I see somebody I know, and I wave, and then there's this metal robotic arm. It's a whole thing.
Well, you do what you have to do.
Tim, you've moved 9 times since this show has started. How have you not cleaned out your closet? That comes from a leggy blonde.
Reasonable question.
I'm trying to think how many times I moved.
Because you just grab everything.
Kirkwood to downtown, from Washington over to Park Pacific, out to Kirkwood. So that is 5 moves.
When you move,
you just grab everything.
You got so much else going on, you don't want to go through. Does this shirt still fit me? No, just grab the shirt, grab a handful, take it to the truck. Or I'm sorry, someone else would grab a handful and take it to the truck.
I was going to have to clarify that.
Right. You don't do any of your own moving, do you?
I don't understand.
Okay.
Tim, I'll take the 90s Adidas gym shorts when they go on the block. DM me, thanks, Barry Bugman. This is really starting to turn. I might be able to,
you're gonna have to
monetize a trip to Bora Bora off of the clothing that I was just going to donate to Goodwill. Hey, Tim, can I take your clothes for you, then take you to Billy G's? That's from Maddie Bear.
Boy, that'd be a cool weekend, wouldn't it? Boy, you couldn't be more of a lemming than that. Someone who buys your 20-year-old clothes and then takes you to Billy G's so you can pony up.
Guys, Emmanuel Lewis is still alive, jerk. It's from Mallet in St. Peter's. I don't believe we announced that he passed.
No,
we just said he has these driving...
Right, driving utensils.
I work at Goodwill, put the bags in the carport, and I'll pick them up today. I'm also a 24-year-old bi female athlete.
That's right up your alley there, though.
Yeah, but it comes from a guy named Pete.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't trust much of what you read on there, Tim.
Tim, I'd like to put a wager on the tube sock you use to clean up after self-abuse, Barnhart Brawler. Make the bet.
Yeah. You think you are going to try to sell some of your...
I hadn't thought about it. Yeah. I'm waiting for Anna Marie to go, why are these trash bags still in the living room?
Don't get rid of them. Don't get rid of them.
I never thought there was a revenue stream sitting in 4 trash bags, but apparently there is.
You know, sometimes people throw away old baseball cards, things like that, old paintings, and they turn out to be a Van Gogh or a Hannes Wagner card.
Let me ask you this. I almost feel like I should ask it off air because it's inevitably going to be taken as humble brag, and it's not. But I was thinking this, but I didn't feel like bothering with it because really the suits weren't like really nice suits, but some of the things I'm putting there are suits. I used to wear suits every day when I worked with the KMOV.
Yeah.
And I rarely wear them anyway now. And so there's some old ones that weren't that nice. And I just go, okay, you know. I mean, they'd have to fit a kid for his first communion anyway.
Right.
So have you ever Goodwilled suits?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They love suits there.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah. They actually have some decent ones there. I bought one there once. and wore it. They had me at Channel 4 do a story on this paint stick. They used to run a commercial where you could paint your house in a suit of clothes because you weren't going to get any paint on you because this paint stick
was it accurate, so great. Or was that false advertising?
It was pretty much false advertising. Yep. So I bought a $2 suit at Goodwill and tried painting with the paint stick, and it fell through the drywall. It was a fantastic piece of journalism, of course.
It's probably another Emmy.
I don't know about that. I do remember going through the drywall, though.
Doug, Todd Bridges is dead. Thanks. It's Minge and Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Is he? I knew he was in prison for some time.
I think he's the only cast member. Maybe Pearl. She was the third maid. There was Mrs. Garrett. Then there was Adelaide. You'd have to think she's gone. I think Charlotte Ray is still with us, which is kind of surprising.
Dana Plato's gone, right?
Dana Plato's gone. Conrad Bain. Oh, the wonderful Dixie Carter is still alive. As is Danny Cooksey.
Coleman's gone.
Yep. Hmm. I think Pat Bridges is going to give us his take on the Blues and Stars Game 4 tomorrow at 9.
Okay. Sea Monster has his number.
Yep. Llewellyn's, a great place to go before and after a Blues game. Our sponsor, Fun with Audio, was Derek Gould hanging out with us today down here. That was really... He's got, like, knowledge, and then I feel like it makes us ratchet our game up because he's, like, giving facts and stuff.
Yeah, he's serious about this stuff.
I felt like I was learning. Llewellyn's, if you're looking for a place to go before or after the game, Llewellyn's and delicious food. They have brunches at their locations. Llewellyn's Pub, Llewellyn's, Soulard, Webster, Wildwood, St. Charles, all offer brunch every weekend from 9:30 to 2. Save yourself the hassle and hop on the Llewellyn's trolley to the game from Soulard. It'd be a great play today. And then pony up afterwards, watch some Blues hockey. Llewellyn's in Soulard. Guys, Emmanuel Lewis is 45-4-3. He could use your clothes, Tim. Thanks. Mallet in St. Peter's.
Probably let him out a little bit so that they're not high waters on them.
Take that stuff to the Scholar Shop. They itemize it with a decent value so you can deduct on your taxes. It's from Matt Thomason.
You can deduct Goodwill stuff, too.
Yeah, but it's not itemized, right? You're just jumping off bags. I don't even know how you...
Right. You come to a... You estimate what you left off.
So I'm dropping off $120,000 worth of clothes.
You can try that, and unless you get audited, you'll be okay.
Nurse?
Plowsy?
Nancy?
Plowsy.
Lane. Yeah, you dropped out of there, so I couldn't hear you.
Well, it was, after all, a 45-second interval. Hello, Plow Shark.
You guys ready? Hey.
Yes, we're ready. Can you hear us? Are we even on the air?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Hey, guys.
Okay.
Years ago at Twink Camp, I was taught a secret blues chant that guaranteed a victory by a male counselor named Vaughn. Vaughn took me to the utility closet and had me close my eyes. He then had me say, "Let's go blues," 6 times while sucking on a warm popsicle. If I find Counselor Vaughn, I should be able to repeat the chant after my 3 p.m. therapy session. Respectfully horny, that is from The Hunchback of Vaughn Castle.
Very nice.
That wasn't nice. Hunchback of Vaughn Castle.
We're getting right into it. Here's Plops. Guys, Plops here. Right. I was in South County this morning. I was in South City this morning. Guess it was around 7:45. Or sometime around the 12th time you guys went off air. Doug suddenly said, "Hey, look, there goes Lauren Hediger walking her dog." I kid you not, 3 minutes later, I see a 5'3" robust gentleman in stained ITD roll shirt and the collar flipped up, jorts and Birkenstock sandals, sprinting up to Hampton Avenue towards the station. He was moving at about 40 miles per hour on foot, which was quite impressive to watch. His generously sized and cutely shaped nipples could clearly be seen right through the shirt somehow, as if it was made of pure white silk. He had a camera attached to his belt, but as he ran past me, it fell off. For the last 2 hours, I've been looking through the picture saved on it in an attempt to identify the owner. So far, I'm seeing hundreds, if not thousands, of out-of-focus pictures that seem to have been taken at a pro wrestling event and some other that look like a weird student carnival at a community college. Throw in a bunch of pictures of waitresses that are missing teeth but have big boobs, and that basically is the whole camera. If anyone's listening can possibly identify this gentleman, I'd like to get him in camera back. And I don't know, see if he wants to grab a bite to eat or transform me with his breasts or beast with two backs. That is from Misty Plops.
Hmm.
It was a
Misty
long one, but a good one.
Plops. It was a long one.
Thanks, Doug. Back to the action.
And we're not at Hampton today either.
I realized that, but I was reading it as it was
read. He didn't. I don't.
Plow Shark's getting tired of you.
All right. Sorry, Plow.
Back to the action. Edmondson clears the puck to Backes. Interesting story about Backes. Backes passes to Berglund. He and his wife were hiking in the woods, as they often do. Berglund to Steen. They came upon a snake, and Backes took his trusty knife that he keeps on his ankle and sliced the snake in half. Steen back to the point to Petrangelo. Inside the snake was a rabbit that's still moving. Petrangelo to Backes. Mrs. Backes, being a field nurse, gave the rabbit mouth-to-mouth and the baby bottle milk that she happened to have in her knapsack. Backes shoots and scores. They nursed the rabbit back to health and released him into the wild a week later. That is from Steve in Wildwood.
How about that Vin Scully impression?
It wasn't bad. Steve in Wildwood.
You have to underplay what actually happens during the game and emphasize on the story is what I was told.
Right, that's right.
This is Cookie, TMA Blow Me a Kiss edition. This email is brought to you by Miguel Cairo's Egyptian Linen Store. When you want your meat on the finest of sheet, call Miggy. I tell you what, this Reaver situation with the blown kiss has me all hot and bothered. But what people do not know is that Reaver was not blowing a kiss to the Stars bench. He instead was blowing it to an ancient little broad with blonde wisp and purty mouth sitting in the lower bowl. Doug attended the game with his chest painted, and it read, "All I want for my B-Day is a blues kissy." Well, Doug got his wish. After the game, the players passed Doug around like a double-barrel blunt, and everyone listened to some Bell Bib DeVoe. The boys will be more than ready for Game 4. Let's go Blues. That is from Cucky, the dwarf of record.
I didn't care for it. Cucky.
You remember hearing Bell Bib DeVoe?
No. The dwarf of record.
Lady Bits, who's the best in St. Louis, Tim or Diaz? Tim, great. Diaz, great. Nothing better than Tim and Diaz. Jenny Toll? I'm trying to think if I... Tim and Diaz. Oh,
that's
okay.
The whole email?
That is from Jenny Toll. Yeah. Just short and sweet, Doug.
Jenny Toll.
All right, we can wrap it up with this one, if you don't mind. So,
what, do you have somewhere to go?
Well, no, I saw it was 9:59, and I didn't want to go in.
Oh, well done, sir.
Sup, Cardinals, lunch special. Blues, winners, Stars, falling, blowing kisses, what we do. Nachos, filling, celery, isn't, cucky, real sucky, plowpen, honest, Tim, short, cat, parking, Doug, parking in the rear, gots to get, peace to you, there isn't Brett Hull, get it, got it, flock it. That is from Flocky the Smurf.
Wow, Flocky the Smurf.
Doug, a lot to choose from today.
Not much to choose from today. I'll go with the fellow by the name of Stephen Wildwood.
Stephen Wildwood would have 2 points. I liked it. God.
That's who I'm going
with. Plow Shark, what would you go with? I'm just curious.
I know it was lengthy. I think the story was there. I may have messed up on the read. I'm going with Misty.
Maybe it was your read. I don't know. Okay. God. I like Jenny Tall. I really did, so I guess the sea monster gets
Jennifer.
A rare...
Your name's Jennifer.
That's right.
Stephen Wildwood.
Stephen Wildwood has shipped another one, and that gives him the lead in the month of May. We talked about this dark horse at our meeting in April, and we're seeing Stephen Wildwood emerge. Congratulations, Stephen Wildwood. You won a $20 gift certificate to Bertarelli Cutlery. Congratulations on the win, and now you lead the month of May. Tease Farms, 9 o'clock hour. That closes it out. Frank Cusimano is up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. This is the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Time for us to shut it down. Thanks to everybody here at Blondie's and Rosalita's for having us. The Cinco de Mayo Street Festival going on all day long. Perfect weather for it. Come on down before and after the Cardinal game and then after or before the Blues and Stars as well. It will be a lovely day for a pony. For Peyton, for the Plow Shark, for my brother Kevin, for the Sea Monster, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and inside STL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, today on the road on Washington Avenue.